91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. The taste of Quinty will rise and shine tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Trenton. Organizer of the Savor Food and Wine Festival, Christina Walt, says local businesses really benefit from this event.
Well, it really gives a chance for our local restaurants and caterers to get some face-to-face time with people who are actually trying their products on site. They get feedback, build relationships, and just repeat exposure.
Paul Marconi, Vice President of Casadilla Estates Winery, says these festivals help promote close to home.
It's just to basically benefit and best being local. I like to keep the product local and let everybody know that we're here.
Savor runs from 5 till 9 tomorrow night. Admission is $13 in advance and $15 at the door. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he'll announce his new cabinet a week from today. The shuffle is a key move to get the legislature back in business after the Liberals lost several ministers in an election that saw them reduced to 53 seats, one short of a majority mandate. Agriculture is a big industry in our area, but Maribeth Disneu believes it's a fading one. Disneu, the executive director of Prince Edward Hastings Learning Foundation, took on the challenge of educating grade 4 students in the area about agriculture. And for their work, they have won a national award from the Canadian Association of Communicators in Education.
For us in the Learning Foundation, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. We like to think that we do a good job, and our mission is to ensure that education is enhanced for all students. So when someone else outside of your organization, and in particular outside of your district on the national level, recognizes your work, that's huge.
The students got a taste of the farm life and did so free from the donors who have taken over the event this year. Girl Guide units from Belleville and surrounding areas got together for their second annual campfire sing-along in Zwicks Park earlier this week. Organizer and guide community leader Shelley Downey says it's one of only a few nights where the girls can all be together and have fun. The sing-along is related to the Sing Ontario Sing Challenge, where the girls need to sing one song for each letter of the alphabet to earn a badge for the challenge. The sing-along was a great success, with over 100 girls and unit leaders participating. Toronto-born adventurer Major Megan McGrath will receive a humanitarian award for a heroic rescue on Mount Everest. She will be given the Sir Edmund Hillary Foundation Humanity Award on October 18th. McGrath was descending from Mount Everest and rescued a young Nepalese woman mountaineer in 2007. The foundation notes the rescue put her in jeopardy. She will be the sixth recipient of the award. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The Texas Rangers may just be hours away from clinching a berth in the World Series. Their game with Detroit begins just after 4 o'clock, and a win would send them to the championship game. Justin Verlander is up against lefty C.J. Wilson. The Brewers and Cardinals play later tonight. Milwaukee is trailing 2-1. Jacoby Ellsbury and Lance Berkman each took home Comeback Player of the Year honors today. Ellsbury missed all but 18 games last year because of injury and put up career highs in nearly every offensive category. Berkman struggled last year with New York and Houston, but put up numbers near the top of the league in many categories. Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby has been cleared for contact. Crosby has been out since January 5th with a concussion. There is still no timetable set for his return. The Penguins also signed forward Chris Kunitz to a 2-year extension today. The winger is set to earn just over $7.4 million over the 2 years. The Toronto Maple Leafs have the night off tonight. They're back in action again Saturday. The Leafs are the only Canadian team not playing tonight. The injury news for the Indianapolis Colts just keeps coming. Running back Joseph Addai says it's a long shot that he plays this Sunday against Cincinnati. The Colts have already been without Pro Bowl quarterback Peyton Manning this season. The Colts are 0-5 to start the year. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, cloudy with 40% chance of showers or drizzle and a high of 19. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers this evening with rain beginning late in the evening. Wind becoming east, 20 kilometers an hour late this evening with a low of 16. Friday, rain, wind east, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming south, 20 in the morning, then west, 40, gusting to 60 late in the afternoon, a high of 18. It's 17 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.